Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Art Benson, and I will be leading you in worship this morning and sing praise to our God. We hope you will feel as if you are here in person with us, and we certainly hope you will be blessed as you hear the good news from God's love for you here at St. John's Lutheran Church in Depew, New York. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 in Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, Come Almighty God, hymn number 169 in Lutheran Worship.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. So good to be with all of you this morning for worship. It's the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, and we'll be following the order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. Before we continue with the confession and absolution, I just want to direct your attention real quick to the closing hymn on page 10 in your worship bulletin. You'll notice That if you jump to verse number 2, you'll see the three times actually follows, O sing to our God, O sing to our God. That's incorrect. The three times is the first line. Okay, so in each verse, we sing, for God is the Lord and God has done wonders, for God is the Lord and God has done wonders. We do that three times for each verse. So just make note of that, okay? If we mess it up, Lois will stop and she'll correct us. So there you go. So, anyway, good to see you. Just as a way to start, we were starting the service, I saw Pastor Mark Christus with us. This pleasant surprise to see you here. I tried to tell Beth to text you real quick and say that you're on to preach, but I don't know how that would have went. So anyway, but you're on. So get up and But no, just kidding. Good to see you. Welcome home. Good to have you here this morning. And of course, to all of you, so good to be here with you as well. We'll continue now with the confession and the absolution as it is on page number 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our family hymn this morning is Pass It On.
Blooming. That's how it is with my spring, you want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on him. I'll shout it from a mountain top. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. Shout it from a mountain top. I want my world to know the Lord of love. Come to me, I want to pass it on.
Our lector this morning is Barb Perry. May God open his heart to receive the word he speaks to us through Barb.
The first reading is from the 24th chapter of Joshua, verses 1 through 2 and 14 through 18. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates rivers and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord of God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalms 34 as it's printed in your worship bulletin.
"The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry.
But the face of the Lord is against us who do evil, to blot out the name from the earth.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those from a crushed spirit.
The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
He protects all bones. Not one of them will be broken.
Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord will rescue his servants. No one takes refuge in him will be condemned." The second reading is from the sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 through 20. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of the righteous in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasion with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, if able. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 6th chapter, verses 56 through 69.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that I came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that one can come to me no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith together now in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn entitled, For the Beauty of the Earth. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
My dear friends, in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. John's Gospel, the 6th chapter, verses 56 through 69. That's the Gospel reading that Barb just read for us a few moments ago. So we find ourselves now, I believe, for 5 weeks in a row with this Bread of Life discourse as it continues on. Now, to get you thinking about this, I want to share with you a story, something that really happened to Jenny and I and the kids. A few years ago, we had the opportunity to travel to the Outer Banks. Anybody ever been to the Outer Banks before? Beautiful place. We had a fantastic week there. The weather was in the mid-90s, really, all week. We were just moments away from the beach, which made it fantastic. And so we just cherished. It was Jenny, me, and Brandon and Ava. The twins weren't born yet. Well, that week, as we pressed along, we knew that we were going to have to leave a day early because there was a significant event that was happening here at St. John's, one that I was not at all willing to miss, and that was the marriage of Ed and Deanne Lorenz here. So, you know, we were super excited about this wedding that was coming up, and not a chance in the world we were going to miss that. But we still were disappointed to have to leave the Outer Banks because it was so beautiful. So, I figured out a way to make the most of the time that we were there. So I plotted the schedule out is what I did. I figured, okay, Ed and Deanne's rehearsal is at 6 p.m. on Friday, right? It was a Friday rehearsal at 6 o'clock. So if we get up at 2 a.m. on Friday morning and drive from 2 until we get home, which the trip is about, I think 11 hours is what it works out to be. You plan in stops and stuff like that. 12 hours, somewhere around there. That would get us in to Buffalo by 2 p.m. Rehearsal's at 6. Plenty of time, right? That's the plan. Get to bed. I'll start out the drive. You take over when I get tired, Jenny. Okay, sounds good. So we start out 2 o'clock, like clockwork. We're in the car. Kids are loaded, zonked out in the back. Quiet ride. Nice, easy. Get to about Virginia, and I'm exhausted. I'm tired, so I say to Jenny, "We gotta switch. I'm gonna doze off at the wheel. That's not a good thing. We're definitely not making Ed and Deanne's wedding then. All right. So we switch, and I fall asleep, and I wake up, and I say, "Where are we?" And she says, "Good question. I'm not sure." Oh boy. Even the GPS was confused. Did that ever happen to you before? It happens. It can happen. You're driving along on a GPS and all of a sudden it looks like you're driving on a dirt road. There's nothing. You're driving on a grass field. That's the GPS at that point. I'm like, oh my goodness, where are we? Fortunately, there was something in me that told me, pack a map. So I went to AA, right, and I grabbed one of those nice southeastern state maps. And there I was in this backwoods community of Pennsylvania. I don't know where. I don't even remember where it was. Mapping the course out. Well, long story short, it added an additional 4 hours to our trip. I pulled in for Ed and Deanne's wedding rehearsal with 10 minutes to spare. Right? Now, I share this with you because what I learned is that it's important to know where you're going. And it's important to know where to turn. That makes all of the difference. It really does. And as I thought about that, it doesn't just apply to driving either, does it? Knowing where to go and knowing where to turn makes all the difference in so many of life's experiences just as well. And that leads me to the gospel for today. Once again, we find ourselves at this bread of life discourse, but this time, as Jesus is sharing that He's the bread of life and that whoever eats of Him will have life forever, as Jesus is sharing this, we see now that some of His followers are having a hard time with this message. They're not able to digest it, if you will. And they're grumbling. Well, long story short, because they can't get their head wrapped around it through faith, they turn. And they walk away. The very people that have been journeying with Jesus, I suppose, think that there's maybe something better for them. They aren't willing to follow, and instead they turn, they go their own way. I suppose we do that sometimes, don't we? It's inside of us has us doing that sometimes. My hunch is that one time or another in our lives, we've all tried a different route. We've all, at one time or another, perhaps leaned on our own understanding, followed our own way, or followed the most popular trend as it pulls at us. And how the devil wants us to believe and to think that this and these kinds of ways are the best routes for our lives. It's the quickest and it's the easiest way, the path of least resistance. Just take that turn. He whispers into our ear. Take that turn and there you'll be sure to find fulfillment. There you'll be sure to find answers. And you know that peace that you've been longing for? Take that turn. Follow me. And there you'll find true peace. But you know just as well as I do that taking that turn only leads to a dead end. We end up completely turned around, all the more sweat dripping down our backs out of nervousness, lost, wandering, wondering now what, now where. And maybe we try something else. Maybe it's a few more wrong turns. Dare I say, maybe even a few collisions. But in the end, how the Spirit helps us to see that there's really only one way. That day in our gospel reading, when so many different people were taking these different routes, turning away, Jesus asked His closest followers, "What about you guys?" And well, just at once is not uncommon. Who's the one to fire up? Peter. "What about us?" you ask. "Well, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." In other words, as I see it, what Peter is saying is, "Lord, where else would we go? There is no other way. You're it." So many other people are taking these different routes that lead to dead ends, but you're the way. You're the way to life. And well, you're the only way for our lives. You know something, friends? The same is for us too, isn't it? You see, we aren't left to ourselves. We aren't a people who are left to ourselves to figure things out on our own. We aren't a people left to stare off at this roadmap of life with all these different routes before us, not knowing where to go. And the good news is, if we find ourselves on that wrong route, and boy, we do sometimes, the exit is always right ahead. The exit that leads us away from emptiness, dead ends, sin, death, and the devil. It leads us away from all of that stuff and brings us to new life in Christ Jesus. You see, knowing where to go and knowing where to turn, it makes all the difference, doesn't it? "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." When the world is pulling at our hearts, and it does, trying to convince us that there's an easier and a better way, "Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? You've defeated the world for us. And You've given to us a much better way. You've given to us a peace unlike the world can give." When the devil is there tempting us, "Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? You've conquered the devil by Your own death on the cross and Your glorious resurrection. You stomped him in victory and he has no power over us. Get behind me, Satan." When joy is before us, those happy moments in life, there's one coming up for the Bloom family next Saturday. "Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You in thankfulness? You're the source of all good things in our lives. After all, You've come that we may have life and have it to the full." When life's circumstances have us scratching our heads, and it does that sometimes, doesn't it? "Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? There You are beside us. There You are in front of us, our good shepherd leading the way." When confronted with sin and its effects in our lives, Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? Because in You there we find grace. There we find mercy. There we find forgiveness over and over and over again. And as we find that forgiveness in You through repentance, there we learn to forgive one another. There that spirit of reconciliation builds up in us. When suffering lurks its ugly face, Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? Your very own life shows to us the good that can come from suffering, the strength that You can give to us through it, and yes, even the newness that can emerge from it. And Lord, when grief and death are ours, Lord, where else would we go? Where else would we turn but to You? After all, You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the one who brings and turns our mourning to dancing, because there is life forever in You. Lord, where else would we go but to You? You are the way to life, now and forever. A promise given to us, a promise that points us to life in Your presence in that mansion, face to face with You one day. You know, friends, the map is always before us, isn't it? With all kinds of options, that map of life, if I can put it that way, is always there before us with all these different options. And it's tempting to turn to different ways. Friends, staring at that map, lost and wandering, that isn't our disposition. But by faith, we know the way. Jesus, our all in our all. He's the only way. He's the way to understanding. He's the way to peace. He's the way to life. Knowing where to go and knowing where to turn really does make all the difference. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is dedicated to all those who serve and have served with the Lutheran Fellowship at Terrace View ECMC campus.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer for Carol LaDragna. I learned last night that Carol is hospitalized at Buffalo General Hospital. Say a special word of prayer for my stepfather, Larry Reinfuss, who continues to have significant abdominal issues. They're running all kinds of tests to try to figure out what's going on with him. But please do say a word of prayer for Larry this week. For Carolyn Noski, and I saw Carolyn in the back of the church, and it's good to see Carolyn back. Carolyn was up at Buffalo General Hospital this past week getting some tests run. So we are thankful to God for the healing that he's brought to Carolyn. And Carolyn, it's good to see you back in church this week. But we continue to pray for Carolyn for continued good health. For Jim Kless's stepmom, the death of her nephew. And last but not least, if you would also say a word of prayer for Michael Weston, that's Sam Surface's dad. He suffered a heart attack yesterday, and he is up at Gates Vascular as they're trying to figure out a plan to make him well. So please say a word of prayer for Michael Weston and for the doctors and the nurses who are taking care of him. Let us pray. For the church, that all the baptized would be delivered from all hypocrisy and given grace to honor God not only with their lips, but with their heart. We pray especially for the Cray, Kutia, Triklinski, Zerniak, and Delano families and all others from our congregation. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our Synod President, Matthew, our District President, Chris, our Circuit Visitor, Jeff, our own pastor and all servants of the church, that they may teach the word of God honestly and clearly, never setting forth as divine truth what is in fact only human tradition. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For an increase in pastors, teachers, deaconesses, and all other church workers, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For each person entrusted with public responsibility or civic duty in our land and in our all nations, especially Donald, our president, that they be given wisdom to know what is right and true and courage to govern according to such wisdom, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For every Christian marriage, that husbands and wives may, by the power of the Holy Spirit, relate to one another in such a way that they form a living picture of the communion of Christ and his bride, the church. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those taking treatments, for the ill or injured, for the lonely and the prisoners, we pray especially today for Carol, Larry, Carolyn, Jim's stepmom. We pray for Michael. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts, that in meekness each hurting heart would obtain fresh joy in the Lord and exalt in the Holy One of Israel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the faithful departed, let us offer our thanks and praise to Him who is the resurrection and the life, asking Him to give us our share with the saints in light. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. My dear friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn this morning is O Sing to the Lord.
To see you. Good to be with all of you this morning for worship. I do pray that you've been blessed in worship this morning. Again, a very special word of welcome to some guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. It's good, so good to have you here with us. If you are visiting with us, I would just ask if you could take a moment and sign our guest book out in the fellowship area. We'd just like to keep a record of folks who have been here with us. So if you can just take a moment to do that, that would be wonderful. Just a quick couple of things before you head out for the week. This week ends our summer schedule here at St. John's, so we go back to the regular worship schedule as of next week. Our 4:30 service on Saturday, 8:30 on Sunday morning, and then now back to 11:15, not the 10:30 schedule on Sundays. Okay, so again, 4:30, 8:30, and 11:15. Are in effect as of next week. The following week, which would be what, September 9th, I think it is, that's Rally Day here. So that kicks off
all of our Christian education programs, our Sunday school, all that good stuff. The kids will start out up here in the church at 10 o'clock, and then they'll meet their teachers and move to their classrooms. There is a Sunday school teachers meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So anybody who's helping out with Sunday school, confirmation, working with the youth group, we do ask you to attend that meeting tomorrow night, as that's our annual refresher for the abuse policy. We have to do that for our insurance and to just sort of refresh on how we protect our teachers and our kids. So again, that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Sunday school starts the 9th. Okay? The 9th also begins our adult Bible class in between services as well at 10 o'clock. Anybody that might be interested in joining our group on Sunday mornings, we would love to have you. For the last year or so, we've been working through the different world religions. And now, coming September, we'll start moving into the Christian denominations, the Christian denominations, and kind of looking at them from the lens of Lutheranism. We'll start out with Roman Catholicism, and then we'll kind of move from there. Presbyterians, Methodists, Pentecostals, whatever. You name it, we're going to try to hit it. So it should be interesting. We'd say right now, on average, we probably have anywhere from 20 to 25 people that are downstairs for that group, but there's always room for more, and we would love to have you for that. So again, that will start on September 9th as well at 10 o'clock. New member class. That's going to be coming up. I'm hoping to accomplish the new members class in September. It's three sessions. We pick the day. It's an evening type deal. So stay tuned for the date, the start date of that, hoping for September. But anybody who might be interested in becoming a member of St. John's, or if you know someone that's looking for a church home and would like to be a part of St. John's, please get their name to me. Let me know so that I can send them information. For many of you, I have you on my list. I think right now I have 12 of you listed on my new member list. But just double check with me to make sure. I'm looking out and I know I got you, but just double check with me to make sure that I have you on the list, okay? But again, the courses will, the classes will start sometime in September, okay? So just make note of that. Confirmation. Confirmation instruction resumes on September 4th. That's a Tuesday evening. That's a change from last year. There was a significant conflict on Wednesday evenings, and so for the purposes of trying to avoid the conflict with schedules and all that kind of stuff, I did shift it to Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Okay, so for the first session, September 4th, it says in the bulletin, I just caught this.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of the pew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicap accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address again is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is stjohnslutheran.com. stjohnslutheran.office@gmail.com. Let me say that again. Our email address is stjohnslutheran.office@gmail.com. And I'm your announcer this morning, Art Benson, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.